Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
We unpack business and economic data on a day-to-day, weekly, and even monthly basis here on the show. And as you would know, one of the two metrics and indicators that often influence us as South Africans directly when it comes to our pockets is inflation. The measure at which we measure the rate at which the cost of living does increase. And over time, that has dissipated slightly. It has come in below 3% for us as South Africans, which is good and actually does indicate that we're not forking out as much when it comes to certain items. Despite that being debatable, when you take a look at some metrics and components of the consumer basket, related to that is interest rates. And this is where the MPC under the South African Reserve Bank then deliberate and decide on how they either move up or adjust interest rates to ensure that they're able to protect what they describe as purchasing power parity. In other words, how far you and I can stretch our rand through access to credit, encouraging savings, but also the flow of money within the economy. There's been ongoing debate since the last SARB meeting where they highlighted that they will be looking to lower the inflation target. But a partnership with National Treasury is critical here. To help us unpack this further, we're joined by Chief Economist at Momentum, Sanisha Pakrisamy. Sanisha, welcome back to Kaya Biz. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Kugu, and good evening to all your listeners.
Always exciting to speak to you, and I'm hoping as an economist, you've been sleeping a little easier of late, eh? I think we had a running joke about the stressful times we had in our economy, but are things getting better when you take a look at some of the key economic metrics in the country?
There are always economic or political things to think about at 3 a.m. in the morning to ensure that our calls are correct. But I think the one thing that does give me a bit of comfort is that despite what has happened in the global economy with services inflation, then chasing what we saw in food and oil prices, we didn't actually see the same reaction happening in South Africa. So a good thing happened, but because of bad reasons. And those bad reasons were basically on the back of pedestrian growth in South Africa. So we didn't get what we call a wage price spiral. In other words, when food and oil prices went up, we didn't see that businesses awarded wages to chase those higher food and oil prices, that we didn't actually see businesses adjust their prices upwards to the same extent that we saw food and fuel prices going up. And so we didn't get the self-fulfilling prophecy of higher and higher inflation setting in the economy. So for now, we're in a bit of a sweet spot for inflation, which I guess is exactly why we are talking about the potential for a lower inflation target here.
Yes. Let's talk about that, because you're right, we are in a sweet spot. The recent data and indicators do show that inflation has been dissipating. And this speaks to the MPC stance to want to focus now on a 3% target. Is this valid? There's been a lot of debate about this since the announcement and, of course, concerns about National Treasury. But in terms of your assessment, inflation targeting, maybe remind us why it's important and if the 3% view by the MPC is valid.
So inflation targeting is not new to the global economy or South Africa. In fact, we actually had the introduction of inflation targeting all the way back in 2000, and we've seen ongoing refinements all the way up until this year. Now, the whole point of inflation targeting was to ensure that we've got far more transparency around pricing pressures in South Africa, how to be able to anchor those inflation expectations, and to ensure that we've got price stability. And if we go back before 2000, we've seen, you know, many external and internally driven shocks to inflation. We, of course, had sanctions previously in South Africa, and that drove up inflation to such an extent that purchasing power, you know, the money in the pockets of consumers at the end of the day was deeply affected. And so this is why we've got inflation targeting as a regime in South Africa. Now, thinking about lowering that inflation target is also not a new concept. And the first time we really heard about that in earnest was in 2017. And this was a point at which inflation was starting to come down. We had far more stability in inflation and inflation expectations. And the Reserve Bank at that point started to talk about targeting the midpoint of the 3% to 6% inflation target. It took a while, but we did see inflation expectations adjusting on the back of that. And because those inflation expectations came down, we saw that realized prints of inflation also followed suit in the quarters that followed. Now, this time around, we've seen that food and oil prices have been relatively well behaved. The currency has not fallen completely out of bed, despite the fact that we've had these global and local risks. Mm. Administered prices, which are things like electricity tariffs, water tariffs, rates, etc., are actually a little bit lower than what we saw implemented the same time last year, especially with regards to the electricity tariff. And we've seen that services inflation, which includes rental inflation as one of its largest components, has also been relatively well contained. So this is the point at which the Reserve Bank is now saying that maybe it is actually time to consider lowering the inflation target in SA. So many of the countries that set an inflation target at around the time that we did have already lowered the inflation targets over the course of the last 25 years. And South Africa on a comparative basis is now sticking out a bit like a sore thumb. So if there was ever a time to consider a low inflation target, now would be it because of inflation being in that sweet spot, Google.
Is this the panacea to our economic woes?
No. So, yes, it is one type of economic reform that can enable higher economic growth further down the line, because with the low inflation target comes lower realized inflation, lower borrowing costs, more investment, etc. But we also need to see structural reforms in other sectors of the economy.
I'm hearing Sanisha's back. Sanisha, you back now?
I think I am back. I think something dropped on one of our sides.
Okay, fantastic. Glad that you're back. Oh, technology, Sanisha. All these cables.
Another
and,
thing to keep us awake at night besides economics and politics, Google.
Tell me about it. But Sanisha, before I let you go, details on inflation targeting and if there will be any changes. Should we anticipate this from the MPC in their next meeting in September, or does this lie with the finance minister in the mini budget in October?
I think that the Reserve Bank has done everything in their power to signal that this is a good time to lower the inflation target. They actually started signaling quite a bit of this towards the back end of last year, starting to signal the potential for a lower target. In March of this year, we saw the 25 years of inflation targeting conference, where a number of external central bankers yes. also gave their input into lowering the inflation target in SA. In May of this year, we saw an economic paper being produced by the Reserve Bank proposing a lower inflation target. And then, of course, more recently, we've seen that the SARB has come out saying that they are trying to implicitly target the bottom end of that 3 to 6% inflation target. But of course, we know that the inflation target is in fact set by the finance minister, and so they are responsible for formally adjusting that inflation targeting framework. We've seen that the finance minister came out saying that there needs to be a bit more consultation and the process needs to be followed on this, and it is unlikely that it is going to come out at the October medium-term budget. But I think where we are in this discussion is that it's no longer an issue of if we are going to lower the inflation target, but rather a question of when we are going to lower the inflation target. We've already seen that fixed income bond yields have reacted quite positively to the prospect of the inflation target being lowered. And that's really because of the lower borrowing costs that government will face further down the line and the prospect for lower inflation in the future.
Got you. Which means it's good news for us as South Africans, because hopefully the cost of living will dissipate slightly and we get lower interest rates, making it easier to access credit or pay it off effectively. That's correct, right?
Indeed. So, we've got lower costs for the consumer. Yeah. We might even see an improvement in the affordability of housing as mortgage costs drop. For yes. businesses, a lower level of borrowing also allows for further investment. And of course, for government, their borrowing costs will also come down in line with those lower inflation targets and lower realized inflation outcomes.
Oh, Sanisha, how we love you. An economist with an optimistic view and outlook. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Gugu. Always a pleasure chatting with you.
Sanisha Pakrasami, Momentum's chief economist there, giving us a broader perspective around the SARB's plan for lowering inflation. Of course, they can't do it without National Treasury. They will follow through with the leadership and direction here, an ongoing consultative process. But in the end, everybody benefits.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.